been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
You found it. It's the Bill Gunderson Radio Show, brought to you by the wonderful Best Stocks Now app. This is Rob Sanford. It is Sanford and Son Friday. But please, no one go anywhere, because here on this August, what is it, 4th? It is August 4th, 2017. Word is that we have Bill himself, Captain Bill, calling in from his secret bunker on the secured line. But, ladies and gentlemen, having returned from the west coast of Florida and then up into Atlanta and then last week in the studio with Len, after 3 long weeks, we have returned to the traditional Sanford and Son Friday. Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning. What a nice 3 weeks it's been.
What a nice 3 weeks. Have you been on vacation mentally on Fridays?
No, unfortunately, I'm still here.
Okay. Did you say unfortunately?
Fortunately.
Oh, fortunately. Very good. Yeah. Speaking of fortunes, let's do an update on the market today, because it's been 7 straight record-winning closes in a row. How do we look today?
Right now, things are very flat. The Dow is up 9 points. The NASDAQ is down 2. The S&P is up 1.5. Crude oil's up 8 cents. Gold is down $12, and silver is down 33 cents.
Okay, now, go back to the Dow there and read the opening numbers there.
Well, now it's up 5.
Okay, and what is it at?
22,031.
Wait, say that again.
22,031.
22,000.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Is 22 the new floor? Because that was the...
That was what everyone was saying about 20.
And 21.
You got 21. Now we're at 22.
Is 22 the new floor? Bill called it. He said that the Dow was going to hit 22 this year. And what do we normally say at this point? Bill was right.
Bill was right.
Again.
Yeah.
Well, the good news is that we've got Bill on the phone. And in just a couple of seconds here, he's going to join us on the secure line from the secret bunker. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with your host, Bill Gunderson. Although this is Rob Sanford, and I'm in the studio with Stephen Gunderson, the young gun, the apprentice, the son of a gun. And he's here going to introduce our special guest on his own show. Go right ahead, Stephen. Let's see if you can make connection.
Here is Bill. Bill, do you copy?
Oh, now I hear static.
Yeah, I am here.
There
I
he
guess
is.
It's the right button. And
okay, we got you. All right. It's a secure line.
Yeah, if today's not busy enough, Lynn is headed in to help out in the second half. So.
You got to be kidding me. We get Lynn twice in a row.
Yeah, she just left here, and she's looking good, and she's going to be talking a little bit about Minneapolis.
She's looking good.
Dallas.
Well, that's better than us.
Yeah, I get the mundane stuff like the July non-farm payrolls report, you know. That's what I get to talk about.
Yeah, that's fine.
But you know what? Look, I personally am not the biggest fan of Trump from a personal point of view. But the policies, I'm on board, and the results that he's achieving, I mean, that's all they want to talk about is Russia. Russia, Russia, Russia. July payrolls up 209,000, which exceeded estimates. The estimates were 183,000. He said he would be the biggest job creator ever known on this green earth. And so far, he's done a pretty good job at creating jobs. And the unemployment rate goes down to just 4.3%.
Wow.
And I think another number here that's showing the Trump effect is the trade balance gap narrows. And, you know, not by a whole lot. We still have a huge trade balance gap with the rest of the world. We import a heck of a lot more foreign goods than we export U.S. goods. But at least that trend has turned around now, and we're at least moving towards narrowing that gap. And, you know, he was supposed to announce this morning action against China, which was another one of his campaign promises. And all of a sudden they've canceled that. Maybe China called and said, all right, all right. You know, just the threat of him, you know, he was supposed to hold an event at the White House, which he would direct U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer to open an investigation into Chinese violations of U.S. intellectual property rights.
Well, you think about how much product comes into the United States from China and how much they copy the things that we invent. It's a staggering number.
Yeah, and, you know, copyright laws don't seem to they don't seem to adhere to those over in China. I mean, you can find off not you can find knockoff iPhones all day long over in China. So that meeting has been postponed, and the trade gap narrowed a little bit. But meanwhile, the Mueller impanels his grand jury, and that's all you can hear on the Talking Heads channels for the most part. I stayed at work yesterday, and I listened to Trump's speech. And on the way home, I listened to CNN. I don't know why I put myself through such torture, but I do from time to time. And that's all. They didn't have one word to say about the speech. It was completely about the widening Russian investigation and Donald Trump Jr. and this and that and this and that. I mean, they seem to be completely hanging their hat on this. I mean, if that thing...
How do they even have an audience anymore? I don't understand how news stations like MSNBC and CNN, how do they even have an audience
There's
anymore?
There's people that eat that up.
Well, you think?
I know a few of them.
You know a few
it's
of them?
Yes, I do.
It's not
in your family?
Anymore, yeah. That's for sure.
No,
they
it's
are not.
Not
reporting the news anymore. It's 24-7. They're conducting an investigation of Trump and the whole administration on a daily basis. That's all they have to offer for news anymore. Mercado Libre, which is the Amazon of South America, I own it in my ultra growth portfolio, which is up about over 20% so far this year before expenses. It's having a down day. It's down 7%, but it's still, you know, one of the fastest growing companies in the world. But there may be an issue here with these online retailers. You know, last Friday it was Amazon that stumbled big time. And of course, yesterday I disclosed on the show that I had dumped my Amazon earlier in the week on Monday. I don't like the chart of Amazon at all. Mercado Libre, on the other hand, I think this is just a little bit of overreaction to a slight miss. This is nothing like the whiff. I mean, Amazon whiffed with the bases loaded last Friday. It was a huge stumble. And this one by Mercado Libre, which is the Amazon of Latin America, is just a very small stumble from my perspective. And here's one for the millennial. Activision Blizzard beats by 16 cents. They beat on revenues.
Now, which one is that? What's the symbol on that?
ATVI, you know, one of the top game makers in the world.
Okay.
47. You think online games and video games is big business? Activision's a $47 billion company.
Now, for all the kids that sit around playing those video games, did you see that? Not even kids, the adult millennials that sit around playing those video games. Did you see that Weight Watchers is up today 25% in one day? Did you see that?
Yeah, Weight Watchers gaining a lot of weight today. It's up 27%.
So in one day?
The Oprah effect, I guess. I don't know. I don't know if they're putting them on a plant-based vegan diet over there or what's going on. But, yeah, Weight Watchers having a big day. Universal Display, OLED, we own that in the ultra growth portfolio. They beat earnings. It's up 20 cents today. And, you know, by the end of today, we'll have about 80% of the S&P 500 companies reporting in. And that's what the newsletter is going. This is the most critical thing in the entire market, earnings, earnings, earnings. And I'll be sharpening my pencil. I've got several here. I'm going to go through a lot of lead this weekend and coming up with new numbers. So you guys take it to the break, and I'll crunch some numbers, and we'll be right back.
Well, that sounds good. I'm real interested to find out why Weight Watchers went up so dramatically in one day. I think a little research needs to be done into that. And if there's anybody who's good at doing research on stocks and finding out the why behind the what, it's Bill Gunderson. You're listening to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. This is Rob Sanford and the young gun, Stephen Gunderson. We'll be right back. Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as you think they should, or you have an individual stock, index, or mutual fund that you'd like him to discuss. Well, this is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question to us by going to the contact page at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378. And we'll select a question or two each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question. You'll be a part of the weekly Ask Bill segment on the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's book, Best Stocks Now. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question 24 hours a day at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stay
stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back to the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. You know, I'm rebranding that, Stephen. I'm telling you, it's not the Best Stocks Now Radio Show because Bill talks about a lot of things other than just the Best Stocks Now. It's the Bill Gunderson Radio Show, brought to you by the Best Stocks Now app. How's that?
Yeah.
Okay. Brought to you by Gunderson Capital Management. I'm kind of in a marketing mode right now to rebrand the whole world, all of Gunder World, into the Bill Gunderson world. How about that?
Yeah, that is good.
That's good.
There's a lot of things he does, so it's nice to.
There are a lot of things that he does. It's all Bill Gunderson all the time. This is Rob Sanford. I'm in the studio with Stephen Gunderson. We are headed out to where are we headed? We're going to Minneapolis next. We've been to a couple of our cities. We're headed to Minneapolis on the 13th, 14th, and 15th of September. And Stephen, you said there's an update to the live seminar page.
No. I said you have to remind me to do an update.
I thought you said there's an update.
I got it.
Okay.
I got
so explain to folks if they want to come to the live seminar in Minneapolis, how they sign up.
Go to our website, GundersonCapital.com. Click on the live seminar tab. You'll see it right at the top of the page. And in a little while, it'll give details about where it is in Minnesota. And
in a little while, as into today? You're going to do that today?
I'll do it right after the show ends.
All right.
Give me about 10 minutes.
Okay, very good.
And then we'll have all the information there, and people can start signing up if you haven't already, and let us know your interest. And you can also make an appointment with Bill.
Yes, you can.
Does he still have times available?
We are full on Thursday, the 14th, okay. But we have some time on the 13th and the 15th. So you got to give me a call, and we will set that up at 855-611-BEST. And we'll talk more about that.
Yeah, when you're signing up online, just mention, hey, I want to talk to Rob, and Rob will call you.
There we go. And we will we'll talk more about that in the second half of the show. But we've got Bill for a few more minutes, Bill, as he's coming to us from the secret bunker as he's sequestered, diligently writing the newsletter. Bill, what other items of interest have you got for us before you go down into the secret bunker for the rest of the day? Uh-oh.
The listeners to brace themselves for this next analysis that I've got here on the markets, and it doesn't come from me. It comes from former Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan.
Now, you said he was about 900 years old the last time you were talking about Alan Greenspan.
He's older than Methuselah, and but he's about as wise as Ezekiel. So,
you're a big fan of Greenspan.
All right.
I am. I think he's one of the sharpest guys ever at the Fed. Listen to this. He was on CNBC this morning. Listen to this. Where have you heard this before? And not from Mr. Greenspan. This morning, Alan Greenspan issued a bold warning that the bond market is on the cusp of a collapse that will also threaten stock prices. And, you know, I've been asked. I managed money through the tech bubble of 2000. I managed money through the housing bubble of 2007. And people have asked me, what do you think will be the next big bubble? I think it comes from the bond market. And I have pretty good company here in Alan Greenspan, who ran the Fed for many, many years. Now, listen to what else he said. This was on CNBC this morning. The current level of interest rates is abnormally low, and there's only one direction in which they can go. And when they start to go, they will be rather rapid. Now, he doesn't know the timing, and I don't either, But he is predicting a rapid rise in interest rates that will bring down not only the bond market, but will infect the stock market. And I am totally on board with that. I see that happening at some point down the line.
Well, now, you've been saying that for a year, Bill.
I said I started pounding the drums and sending out the smoke signals last July. And that's when it bottomed. That's when the interest rates bottomed and the bond market topped. He doesn't know when, but he says he says when this thing triggers, it is going to really cause a disaster in the bond market, and it will spread to the stock market. Now, what does that do to the person that's sitting there with an asset allocation that was spit out by a computer that's 70% in the bond market? You know, everybody wants me to warn them to get out of the way before the next stock market collapse. Well, I warned you last July. There's a freight train coming, and it's headed straight for the bond market. And yet you've been lulled, many investors have been lulled into complacency because, after all, Rob, how could a computer model be wrong? How could all of these Wharton Business School people be wrong? How can all of these financial planners all across America, using the same exact software that we have, Money Guide Pro, that spits these things out, how can you sit there and continue to put people into the bond market and not get them out of the way?
Well, I talked to a guy just yesterday, Bill, out in Florida, just yesterday, who said that he has had it with these mega big box supercomputer places that just asset allocate stuff. He's had it. He threw his hands up in the air and said, "I'm transferring over to Bill, somebody who's an active money manager." He can't stand it anymore. And I've got to believe that there are millions of people in that kind of situation.
I would say 60% of investors, well over 50 for sure, well over half of the investors out there have a huge exposure to the bond market with a freight train heading right straight for it. I don't know when it's going to hit. You know, we've trickled up by 100 basis points since I warned last July. I talked about the results of that call that I made. The bond market has underperformed the stock market by about 15 percentage points over the last 12 months. Over the next 3 to 5 years, I think it will be even more of a market divergence between the stock market and the bond market. And I don't know how any financial planner can trust Money Guide Pro software to allocate people's money and not look outside the window at the way that the weather is blowing right now, the way the wind is blowing right now, and tell people that you can expect 4 to 5% returns going forward from your bond portfolio. That's absolute insanity. And yet, that is the mantra. And if you try to call them and say, "Hey, I want to change course. I don't like what I see," you're going to get the line, and I've heard it before, you need to stay the course. This is the map that we've plotted out. I see it on TV almost every day.
Stay the
course. Anyways, with that, I'll shut up. I've got a blockbuster newsletter to write.
Well, I'm really looking forward to seeing what you have to say this weekend in the Best Stocks Now newsletter. If people want to get it, how do they get it, Stephen?
Go to GundersonCapital.com, click on the newsletter tab, and sign up for a free trial.
Hey, how about that? You've been listening to Bill Gunderson. He's off to the secret bunker. It's Rob Sanford and Stephen Gunderson. We'll be right back. Is there anything better than seeing your favorite band or artist live in concert? Do you remember the feeling of hearing your favorite songs played by a band only a few feet from the stage? The Bill Gunderson Tour is coming to a city near you, and this is your opportunity to see him live.
We will be in Minneapolis, Seattle, and Phoenix for a live evening of stories and entertainment and solid advice on buying or selling the best stocks now. The best part is it's all free. The Bill Gunderson Tour stops in at Dallas, Denver, and San Francisco later in the year, followed by Honolulu and a return trip to the Sarasota, Tampa area. Bill has a few 30-minute one-on-one appointments available the day of the seminar and the day after as well. This is Rob Sanford, and I'll be booking appointments by calling 855-611-BEST or go directly to the GundersonCapital.com website and click on the Live Seminar tab at the top of the page to sign up. It's the Live Bill Gunderson Tour 2017. Be sure to make your reservations today. Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today. Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as you think they should, or you have an individual stock, index, or mutual fund that you'd like him to discuss. Well, this is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question to us by going to the contact page at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378. And we'll select a question or two each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question, and you'll be a part of the weekly Ask Bill segment on the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's book, Best Stocks Now. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question 24 hours a day at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. No, doggone it, I've been saying it's the Bill Gunderson Radio Show, brought to you by the Best Stocks Now app that you can find on the Google Play Store or the Amazon. Not Amazon. What do they call it? It's the Apple Play Store. Wherever you go to buy your apps in your smartphone thingamajiggy, that's where you find the Best Stocks Now app. And then also the Best Stocks Now newsletter. And, of course, the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. And it was Sanford and Son Friday. But now, through the magic of technology, those of you that were watching the YouTube feed, you'll see that Stephen has gotten a lot better looking.
I don't know about that.
Or else he's dressed in a Lynn costume, because right now we've got Lynn Gunderson during the second half of the show. Good morning, Lynn.
Good morning.
What in the world made you decide to get up and come down to the studio this morning?
I had so much fun last time. I'm like gum on the bottom of your shoe. You can't get rid of me anymore.
It's a repeat. All right. So now we're headed out to Minneapolis in about, let's see, we're about a month away, maybe 5 weeks away. Tell folks where we're staying. Where are we staying in Minneapolis? Come on, tell them. We are staying at the Radisson.
Yes.
She wasn't sure, because we've talked to a bunch of different hotels.
We have.
Okay.
They all start with an R.
But the most important thing about where the Radisson is where?
Minnesota.
Tell me. Yeah, of course it's in Minnesota.
It's near the mall.
That's what we're looking for. It's near the mall.
Walking distance.
I'm telling you, Lynn, based on the research going back and forth with the location that we've chosen there in Minneapolis, because nobody's been to Minneapolis. We don't even know where we're going. Mm-hmm. But based on that, not only is it near the mall, it's connected to the mall.
Oh baby.
There's a sky bridge that goes from the lobby, I think, somewhere in the hotel, directly into the mall, the Mall of America. So while Bill and I are blabbing with folks all day long, and you can meet them and introduce yourself.
Oh, I would love to.
You get to know all the folks, because that's the most fun part. Lynn is our social director for the company.
Cruise director.
She's the cruise director.
Remember the love boat?
That's right. So Lynn is the cruise director for the Gunder Tour. And as you come in to meet with Bill, and as you get a chance to talk with him on a one-on-one basis, you get to meet Lynn if she hasn't escaped through the sky bridge over to the Mall of America.
Too funny.
And that will be where Lynn can be found. So those of you that are watching the YouTube feed, take a good look at her, because as you see her standing in the lobby of the hotel, that's your cruise director. That's the person you get to find as we come out and visit these various cities.
I really can't wait to meet the people. I love it.
Yeah, you had a great time.
I did.
It was fun meeting with the folks in Sarasota.
Mm-hmm.
That was like being the
cruise director.
It was like being the cruise director.
It was. Yeah,
it really was. It was like being the cruise director and also the opening act for the rock star.
Yeah.
That was really funny there. And then up in Atlanta, that was a great location there in Atlanta, because
great
we had
people.
all the folks around there, and the restaurants and the shopping all the way around Atlanta there. Mm-hmm. So
great people in Atlanta.
Now, as we head out to Minneapolis, I know you're going to go with us. I think there's rumor that maybe even Lisa might be going to do some of the paperwork. Bill and I were talking about that the other day. So It'll be Lynn and daughter, possibly. Maybe folks will get to meet Lisa. I tried to talk Lisa into coming on the radio this morning.
My daughter is incredibly shy.
Well, you know, she's not in person. She's not incredibly shy in person.
Yeah.
She's very talkative and wonderful on the phone with folks when she's doing the paperwork and getting folks signed up for doing business with Bill.
Yeah.
But I can't get her to get on their doggone radio. So you gotta represent.
I can.
You can represent for the two of them.
Yeah.
Now, as we head out to Minneapolis in about 5 weeks, we've got a couple of different things that we're going to do. Number one is we're going to go to the Padre game.
Oh, boy.
Now, did you hear that Bill is going to buy free hot dogs?
Yes, I heard that.
Now, they're not free to him.
No, good thing.
Yeah, but they're free to anyone who goes to the Padre game with us. I keep calling it the Padre game. The folks that listen to us in Minneapolis on 1440 They call it the Twins game.
Because who are the Padres?
That's right. Who are the Padres? Okay. But when the Twins were here this last week, what was the record? What happened? I think we won one.
Who won the series?
No. It was only a two-game series.
Oh, it was just two games. Oh, they split it then.
They split.
They split.
So the rubber match is going to be out there the night when we're out there. So we'll be out there. And for those of you that didn't realize, you are a huge baseball fan.
I am.
And how did Bill find a chick who likes baseball? That's pretty good. I did too. Both Whitney and you love baseball. Isn't that crazy? How'd you become a baseball fan?
I do want to say that I'm not as much of a fan this year as I have been.
No, but you still love to go to spring training. You love to go watch a baseball game. How did you become a baseball fan? What was it?
I've
growing
always
up
been.
Or what?
I can remember when I was 7 years old listening to my little transistor radio. I don't think nobody knows what that is out there, do they?
A transistor? I do know what it is. Yeah.
And
I had the antenna that pulled up on it. Yeah, okay.
I was listening to the Cardinals. They were in the World Series, and I adopted them at that time.
The Cardinals?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
I don't know.
It was just because they were in the World Series.
I think my dad liked them or something. I don't know. But I just...
And you became a baseball fan.
And I was a baseball fan. My mother loved it. She would sit and watch the games.
So you grew up as a baseball fan?
I did.
And then, of course, Bill is a rabid baseball fan. And so that was a marriage made in heaven right there.
It's the Padres. You know, they have this magnetic style.
Yeah. Well, they have a great ball field. And they have a wonderful spring training facility. But
you just know one day they're going to win, so...
One day.
You're going to be there when it happens.
If you keep going long enough, it's kind of like the Cubs fans, right?
Yes.
If you just keep going, eventually they're going to make it to the World Series. They've been there once, but it's really cool that we've got our cruise director here at Gunderson Capital, our social director, is also a baseball fan. That's so cool. And so that's why we're doing the whole Mall of America thing, the whole baseball game thing, to where we can get to know the folks that are our clients out there in Minneapolis. I think, and I probably should put this out there, because we're in a lot of cities, from Honolulu all the way out to Tampa and north to south and east to west, all over the place. But I think the folks in Minneapolis are very, very loyal Bill Gunderson fans.
Oh, I hope so.
They really are. The folks that we talk to in Minneapolis seem to be the salt of the earth type folks. Mm-hmm. They're the ones that really are passionately looking forward to seeing to meeting Bill.
Wonderful.
They really are. They're so excited. They're so excited to meet Bill.
And
you're excited to meet Bill?
I'm excited to meet Bill. I'm excited to see the people meet Bill.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I love to see the interaction. It's just so cool.
It is really cool.
Yeah.
It is awesome. And so when we get out there on Wednesday the 13th for the game, and then on the 14th for the seminar at 6:30, how do folks sign up? If they want to sign up to become a part of the Gunder Tour out there, how do they sign up?
Go to GundersonCapital.com.
Okay.
Yes.
And up in the top right-hand corner of that is a live seminars page. And we really need to know how many people are coming.
Yes.
What happened in Sarasota?
We were overflow.
We were.
The staff looked very worried.
The hotel staff.
Yes.
Yes, they did. Because we had planned on about half as many as showed up. So we don't want to make that mistake this time. Mm-hmm. We want to make sure that we know how many folks are coming. So if you want to go to see Bill live, go to
GundersonCapital.com.
That's right.
And sign up.
Sign up. There's a live seminar page, and we can sign up. And let us know if you're going to have one or two or five or six. So we know how many chairs to set up.
Yes.
And if you're a client or if you're a newsletter subscriber, you're invited to come to the baseball game with us.
Oh, boy.
But we only have so many seats.
Yes.
So we got to know that really, really soon. Mm-hmm. We've already got the Twins group sales guy calling me.
Oh, good.
And I'm coordinating all that stuff. Mm-hmm. But I got to know how many seats. So let us know quickly, and I'll turn that information over to our cruise director, and she'll be able to coordinate all that for us.
Great.
Sound like a plan?
Let's have fun.
Okay.
All right.
Now, in addition to Minneapolis, we're going to come out to Seattle. We're going to go to Dallas, I think sometime in the spring, maybe during the winter. We're going to go to Phoenix. And then finally, we're going to head back out to Sarasota and Tampa again.
Great.
And then Honolulu.
Oh, okay.
Are you in that one? Are you going to go to that one?
Yes. I'm in all of them. You know what? Every city we go in, it's just like, it's so special.
They really have their own special. I have found that the folks that follow Bill are kind of like we are. They have the same kind of standards, the same type of principles. They lean the direction that we lean. And it's nice to associate with those kind of people.
Mm-hmm. It really is. And we have a good time. We have such a good time with them.
We do.
Every story.
Okay, so I'll tell you what. In the last quarter, I've got a story for you about Lynn. It's the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. This is Rob Sanford and Lynn Gunderson. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as you think they should, or you have an individual stock, index, or mutual fund that you'd like him to discuss. Well, this is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question to us by going to the contact page at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378. And we'll select a question or two each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question. You'll be a part of the weekly Ask Bill segment on the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's book, Best Stocks Now. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question 24 hours a day at 855-611-BEST. What's your question? Is there anything better than seeing your favorite band or artist live in concert? Do you remember the feeling of hearing your favorite songs played by a band only a few feet from the stage? The Bill Gunderson Tour is coming to a city near you, and this is your opportunity to see him live. We will be in Minneapolis, Seattle, and Phoenix for a live evening of stories and entertainment and solid advice on buying or selling the best stocks now. The best part is it's all free. The Bill Gunderson Tour stops in at Dallas, Denver, and San Francisco later in the year, followed by Honolulu and a return trip to the Sarasota-Tampa area. Bill has a few 30-minute one-on-one appointments available the day of the seminar and the day after as well. This is Rob Sanford, and I'll be booking appointments by calling 855-611-BEST or go directly to the GundersonCapital.com website and click on the Live Seminar tab at the top of the page to sign up. It's the Live Bill Gunderson Tour 2017. Be sure to make your reservations today.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back to the final quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management. Now, Bill is sequestered in his secret bunker. He's safely tucked away with the doors double locked, bolted, all of the wet towels down around the crack below the door so that the neuron gas can't get in there and do away with him. He's writing the newsletter. He is sequestered while he writes the newsletter in his secret bunker. We transport him here on Thursday evenings via his armored personnel carrier and get him to the secret bunker and then allow him one phone call during the first half of the show to call in with his market updates and things like that. And then he sits in his secret bunker for how many hours?
Hours and hours.
Hours and hours. Hours and hours. He comes up all pale and pasty from sitting in the dark in there with his one little lamp writing the newsletter. And then comes out for a piece of Estonian sourdough bread from one of his clients that gave it to him this week. He got a loaf of, I picked it up.
That's so nice.
Estonian sourdough bread.
Oh.
And that is what he's fed until he finishes his newsletter.
Wow.
And then he comes out weak from the, he's weak.
Weak.
From pouring out all of that information out of his noodle and then disseminates it to all of his fans all over the world. Do you know when, and I should say, this is Rob Sanford and Lynn Gunderson. We're filling in for Bill here as he writes the newsletter.
Good morning.
Yes. Good morning again. Do you know that Bill has thousands and thousands of subscribers to his newsletter?
I know that.
You're
yes.
aware of that, aren't you?
And they wait with bated breath every
Saturday. Yes, they do. Yes, they do. If that newsletter is even a little bit late, we hear about it, don't we?
They pace the floors.
That's right.
I can just
Now he will recap what's going on in the market from the week previous, but even more importantly, I say he kind of prophesies what's going on in the coming week and the coming weeks. I call it the scripture of Bill Gunderson, the financial scripture that he writes down and puts in the Best Stocks Now newsletter. And we have people every single week sign up. I'm amazed. All the people that listen to us on the Salem Broadcasting Network and on Money Radio down in Phoenix, I'm amazed there are still people who don't subscribe to the newsletter. I call them, and Stephen would know this because he hears me do this every Friday. I call them knuckleheads.
Oh.
I really do. Jokingly
so,
and nicely.
So
I know, but doggone it, you got to be a knucklehead not to get the Best Stocks Now newsletter because it, how much is it?
It's free.
It's free. F-R-E-E. See, I taught you that. That's right. I taught you that last Friday. It's free. And you can't discount free any further, but
nope.
There is a great value. Now, obviously, it's marketing. I mean, we want people to get an idea as to what Bill does. Because what does Bill really do most of his day? What is his real gig?
His gig is looking at that computer and trading those stocks.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Checking his stocks. And
that's what he does.
Every day.
Every single day, all day, every single day. That is what he's consumed with. And if you don't have an active money manager looking at your stocks and looking at your charts and cleaning out your closet, we were talking during the break. Mm. Use the analogy that you were talking about during the break and tell me that little story.
Well, the story is we make a lot of light of my shopping, and actually I don't like to shop at all.
You're not a very good shopper.
And I'm a horrible shopper.
Okay.
I'm a horrible shopper. I go out with mindset, look, I haven't shopped in months. I'm going to spend the money on something nice. And
you told me when we were in Atlanta that you like to find dresses that are colorful because it makes you feel like you're on vacation.
Yes. Yes, and I was. Okay. So
all right. So you go out, you find something to buy, and then what?
There it is. There it is. It's beautiful. I try it on. It looks good. Then I look at the price tag.
Okay.
And then I say, I can't spend that for one dress.
Got to go find a clearance
rack. I can't do it. So I look over. There's a red tag sale over there.
All right.
I head right to it. Do you know why they're on sale?
Why?
Nobody else wants them.
Ah, okay. All right. So they're the ugly dresses.
They are.
But you talk yourself into them anyway.
And so I buy three for the price of that one I tried on.
All right.
And I walk out thinking I got a bargain.
But you should have bought the nice one.
Well, I should have because the other three are sitting in my closet gathering dust. And I never wear them.
With the tag still on them.
And I can't get rid of them because I paid. I still paid money for them.
So now the analogy then is folks that go out and like me. I'm that kind of guy because I should listen to Bill. I should buy one or two of those I know. I should buy one or two of those really good stocks and be happy with it and wear it.
Yeah.
But instead, I'll go buy the ones that you know, aren't so good and I
But they're a bargain.
But they're a bargain. That's right. And they're sitting in my financial closet depreciating.
That's exactly right.
And getting dusty, and the moths are eating them.
Every time I hear him say, somebody keeps telling me that stock is too expensive, it's overvalued. But it's a good stock.
Yeah, exactly. And it's not something that is just going to sit in your financial closet and gather dust forever and ever.
I can relate to that mentality. You know?
So it's time to clean out the closet.
It
really is. It's time to purge.
As
much as it hurts. Get rid of those bonds. Get rid of all that gobbledygook that's in your portfolio and have somebody like Bill tell you the right stuff to put in your financial closet.
That's right.
Otherwise, you're just going to be stuck.
It looks like mine.
It looks like your closet. All right. Oh, my goodness. Now, and you've got a new house, too, and it's still full of junk from the old house.
Full of junk. I keep hauling it around. Year after year, I look at it and go, I've never worn this. I would never wear it now.
It's time for a garage sale.
It's time.
Or take it to the donation center.
Nobody's going to buy those.
Nobody? No. Oh, my goodness.
They're that bad.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. If you'd like an opportunity to talk with Bill, whether it's live in Minneapolis when we come out there or just on the phone, we'll set up a time for you to meet with Bill if you call us. Do you know our number? Do you know our phone number? You probably don't because you just call Bill on his cell number.
I do, yes. I don't even know my own number.
Really?
Or my daughter.
So you don't even know our 800 number. Okay, I'm going to teach it to you. Ready? It's 855-611.
Best.
Wow, she knows it. That is pretty doggone impressive. I just figured you text Bill, so you never. I don't know our number unless I was doing radio. So it's 855-611-BEST. Now, for those of you who are numerically challenged, it's 2378. Best is 2378. 855-611-2378. Because there's some phones that don't have the numbers on them anymore.
That's right. That's right. Remember those?
They really are. They don't have the letters on them anymore. So it's 855-611-2378. Mm-hmm. Or go to GundersonCapital.com, sign up for the newsletter. And if you want to come to see us in Minneapolis and meet Lynn, you can go to the website and do it.
My pleasure.
We'd love to meet you guys. Hey, it's Rob Sanford and Lynn Gunderson in for Bill. You've been listening to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.